Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
Thanks, Jan. Hey, sports fans, Cam Stewart here with your Sports Grid News and Betting Update. If you want an edge, cappers, you need to get on the grid. Welcome Pluto TV, Channel 517, to the Sports Grid family. Monday Night Football tonight, a few hours away. Should be a good one. Lamar Jackson and the scorching Baltimore Ravens at the L.A. Rams, who need a win. Ravens -3.5 on the road, total 47.5. Money line, Ravens -170, Rams +150. First half, we got the Ravens -2.5, 23 is your total. The Red Rifle back at the helm here. The winless Cincinnati Bengals have reinstalled veteran Andy Dalton as their starting quarterback for Week 13 versus the New York Jets. Dalton sat for 3 games when the Bengals started rookie Ryan Finley from NC State. He didn't do very well, failing to eclipse the 200 yards passing mark in all 3 of his starts. 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and sacked 11 times. Bengals at 0-11, the only winless team in the NFL. This just in, the Denver Broncos are considering activating and starting rookie Drew Lock from Mizzou versus the Chargers in Week 13 from Vic Fangio himself, so stay tuned there. Denver might be starting the Rook. Despite Jerry Jones admitting frustrations with the Cowboys' loss, he said no immediate changes will be made to the coaching staff. Head coach Jason Garrett criticized for several decisions, including kicking that field goal from the Patriots' 11-yard line when down a touchdown with 6 minutes left. Jones ripping the Cowboys' special teams, too, and praising the Patriots' coaching staff in victory. Dallas hosting Buffalo 4:30 Thanksgiving Day right now. Dallas laying 6.5 points to Buffalo. Should be interesting. Philly quarterback Carson Wentz has a hand bruise, but still likely to play Week 13 versus Miami. The Indianapolis Colts, they placed tight end Eric Ebron on the injured reserve. Ebron requires procedures on both of his ankles. The New York Giants, they're going to be down 2 important pieces. The team announcing today that receiver Golden Tate in concussion protocol after landing hard on after his touchdown on Sunday, and safety Jabril Peppers has a transverse process fracture. Sounds bad. He could be out 1 to 3 weeks. Advertisers wasting no time booking Super Bowl spots this year. Seth Winter, executive VP of Fox Sports, said the network has sold out all 77 of its in-game ads for Super Bowl by last Friday. Some 30-second spots selling for as much as $5.6 million, and that's a new Super Bowl record. NBA hoops, we got Brooklyn and Cleveland. Cavs -1.5, 218. Orlando at Detroit. Pistons -4.5, 207.5. Memphis and Indiana Pacers -9.5, 217. 7:30 action, we got Minnesota laying 4.5 at Atlanta, 236, big total. Sacramento and Boston, the Celtics 7-point favorites, 205.5. Charlotte, Miami Heat -11, 213, a good one here. Philadelphia -1.5 against Toronto, 212.5. 8 o'clock, Portland -1 at Chicago, 226. Milwaukee 7.5-point favorites hosting Utah, 223. At 8 o'clock, we got the Lakers -4.5 at San Antonio, 222.5. 10:30, we got OKC -6.5 at Golden State, 212.5. NCAA hoops, good start, Gabe. Virginia Tech leading Michigan State, 32-28. We need more points for Gabe's over, but the dog, good start for them. Old Dominion, they lead George Mason, 29-27. That's just starting the second half. Valpo up on Cincinnati, 11-8 early. Finals, Western Kentucky over Fordham, 69-64. Dayton beating Georgia, 80-61. South Florida, 66. Loyola, Illinois, 55. We got action tonight. Kent State at number 10, Ohio State. This is a 6:30 start. Buckeyes -17, 132. Chattanooga at number 20, Tennessee Vols laying 20.5, 135. Alabama State at number 21, VCU. Rams -30, 135.5. 9 o'clock, Kansas, 37-point favorites at Chaminade, 156. And 9:30, number 19, Auburn -8.5 at New Mexico versus the Lobos. 157.5. MLB, Yankees have traded pitcher Nestor Cortez to the Mariners for international bonus slot money. Detroit, they have acquired right-handed pitcher Dario Agrizal from Pittsburgh for cash. Tampa Bay, getting a one-year deal done with catcher and power hitter Mike Zunino. Hockey news, Leafs forward Alex Kerfoot suspended 2 games for a hit on Colorado's Eric Johnson. Busy night, 5-7. Buffalo at Tampa Bay, Lightning 236.5. Minnesota laying 20 cents at the New York Rangers, 6.5. Vancouver, they're at Philadelphia. Flyers, -130. 6 is your total. Calgary and Pittsburgh, the Pens, -155. 6 is your total. Ottawa and Columbus, Blue Jackets, -60. 6 total, 8. St. Louis at Nashville, Predators, -145.5. 8:30. Vegas at Dallas, Stars, -155.5. 10 o'clock, Islanders laying a quarter at Anaheim, 5.5. And 10:30 action, San Jose, -120 at LA, total 6. I'm Cam Stewart. Thanks to George Kurtz, Gabe Morency. Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage. We'll talk to our boy Ricky Sanders, break down some DFS, and Gabe and I will go through the entire betting board tonight on a very busy night. Red Heat and Rage on Sports Grid Hour 2 is coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
Let's roll. We're into level 2. Ricky Sanders will step up and in. We'll talk a little NBA DFS, NFL DFS. Ricky Sanders will jump on us. I'm seeing a video here right now. It's pretty annoying, actually. It's of Jimmy Garoppolo running down the sideline after a touchdown, and here it is before the game, warming up to the crowd and etc. It's exactly Tom Brady. Like, he mimics him to, like, the freaking extreme. The fist pump, the talking, the everything. Like, he's like a junior little Brady. And it's going to be annoying, Cam. San Francisco and New England in the Super Bowl. I don't want to hear about Jimmy Garoppolo and Tom Brady for 2 weeks. And about how they were teammates and about how, oh, they were this and that. And Tom Brady doesn't like the 49ers. And he played there. And we're going to see pictures of little Tom in his Niner jersey. Oh, God, I want to barf already. Like, somebody's got to stop it. Hopefully it's my Buffalo Bills. But I'll tell you what. The Baltimore Ravens, real good team this year, Cam. And, you know, I'm buying in. I think the Ravens legitimately can go to the Super Bowl. I don't dispute that. Yet, you know, you look at the standings right now in the National Football League and in the AFC. I know that it's just like the Raptors, Cam. Like, have you seen a more disrespected 8-3 team than the Buffalo Bills?
Oh, they're disrespected already.
I'll tell you right now. So, if the Baltimore Ravens lose tonight, what's their record? They're 8-3.
Three.
What's the Buffalo Bills' record? 8-3.
Three.
Yeah. Guess who plays each other in week 14? Baltimore at Buffalo.
Ooh,
what I'm saying is, the Bills are now in the mix, Cam. Like, it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating they have the freaking Patriots in front of them. Because it's going to be one of these deals where the Bills are going to have a better record than all these teams, but they're still going to end up being the damn 5 seed. It's damn annoying.
I got to tell you something, though. We watch every single game, and what team gave the Patriots, other than Baltimore, the biggest trouble? Buffalo. It was a special teams play. They should have dominated that game. Allen couldn't have been any worse in that game, and since that point, they've improved. I really believe the Buffalo Bills match up well against the New England Patriots, Gabe, and watching Tom Brady lately, age is starting to creep in. I don't care about this Fountain of Youth stuff. He looks slower, making decisions. We'll see what happens there, man. Every father time waits for no one, and it's catching up with TB, and I hope the next time he plays in Buffalo, I hope it's a damn friggin' I know they'd have to go to New England. I hope there's a snowstorm. I hope elements are so bad, and he will get pummeled. I'm telling you, man, it's getting real close to this end of this New England tenure, buddy. It's happening real quick. And as for Niner fan, a lot of these guys, they used to think they were a classy organization. Other than Vizy and Vince, some of their fans are real jerks, real cocky. I think Seattle fans are bad. You see Niner fans going nuts.
Yeah, Niner fans are obnoxious.
Yeah,
they've been terrible for forever. Now suddenly they're back again.
Yeah, now it's cool.
Dude, they were worse. They're worse than Raider fans. I lived in Vegas when I went to the Super Bowl with Kaepernick and stuff. They were as annoying as it gets. Trust me. There's a bunch of Raider fans that jumped on a Niner bandwagon. Like, they're just whoever's more thuggish at the time, they're fans of. Get on the grid.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Why don't you, hey, jump. There's a lot of stuff to get to here. We'll get into some picks, but I'm just catching up on this. Mauro Ranallo deletes Twitter after Corey Graves' comments about WWE NXT TakeOver commentary. I don't know what the deal with Mauro is over the WWE, but
yeah,
it doesn't seem like he's treated very well, or
no,
you know, either he's not treated well or he overreacts, or I don't know what the deal is, but there's always something. Like, you know, there's a thing with him and Bradshaw. Now Corey Graves is taking shots at him, but sort of taking it back. And I don't know why Mauro would delete his Twitter. And I like Mauro, but I got to be honest, I really don't care about this story. So I just sort of saw it now. People are like, oh, big, big story. We got the Mitch Marner, Babcock, rat out your teammate stuff that we'll get to after, which I also have a hard time sort of understanding what actually happened.
Crazy, but
we'll explain it after the fact. Let's bring in Ricky Sanders right now. Let's rock. Ricky, always a pleasure. How you doing?
Doing well. We got a fun Monday night game, by the way. Don't always have that when I come on, so we got to battle the offenses.
No, I know.
This won't be a lot better to
usually
talk about.
Usually have a bunch of stinkers, but it's nice we got a good one for you tonight, Ricky. Hey, Gabe, and lots of NBA action, too.
Finally.
So, DFS gold tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what? We thought last night would be a good one and fun one last night, too. One-sided DFS affair. Better have had San Francisco stacked last night, Ricky, and not Green Bay.
I played some slates that included the night game on them, so I didn't end up playing the one gamer. I did have plenty of George Kittle in the all day slates, so it actually was a good game for me last night.
All right, so let's jump into tonight, because people talk about a correlation often, and you talk about it, Ricky. You've got to sort of you've got to pick your pony, right? You got to pick a horse and stick with it in a sense of, I think this is how the game plays out. And, you know, I've seen some people believe, listen, if it's a high-scoring game, then the Ravens are going to win. If it's a lower-scoring game, then the Rams win. The Rams' offense, I think, is capable of exploding. And that's what I want to ask you here. So if you look, you know, they didn't, you know, what, 17 against the Bears. They played against the Steelers. It was bad weather. They were beat up. And if you look, though, when they play mediocre defenses, they hung 24 on the Bengals. They hung 37 on the Falcons. They get Cooks back. They get Woods back. This is as healthy as they're going to be on offense right now. Do you expect a better offensive? Like, do you think there's upside to this Rams offense? Are they better than they've showed?
Yes, I think that's a clear yes. It's when these receivers are clicking on all cylinders, and I think he needs a big Cooper Kupp game to get there. That seems to be when this offense realizes their potential. It's the games that Cooper Kupp is just unstoppable. Baltimore, mind you, third in passing DVOA to this point, but I still think it's a capable matchup for him, and we have Jared Goff projected for about 236 passing yards tonight. So definitely a possibility he gets there.
Ooh.
I think the conversation that begins this slate is Lamar Jackson, though, because there is so much strategy involved with playing Lamar Jackson tonight that it's crazy, because I think
does
if you're going
to
play Lamar Jackson by himself,
in a
so that's what I was
going to
say.
Does
if you're
going to
play
captain?
Him by himself, if you're going to pair him with a receiver, I think he has to be captain. If you're going to run him naked, I think you don't do that at captain, because I think for him to get there and win the slate, he's going to have to throw for, you know, he's going to have to pass for some touchdowns as well. And so I think that's something that I'm going to set the rule that, you know, you need Lamar Jackson to have a pass catcher if you're using him at captain.
I got to believe as well, are you interested at all in coming back with Jared Goff as a captain, knowing that pretty much everybody's going to go with Lamar Jackson in that spot, thinking that they have no choice, that they have to take Lamar?
Yeah, it's not, you know, a primary play in a bunch of our optimals tonight, but it is viable. You really do need to project a competitive game to go with Goff in that. I mean, you have to kind of build rules that it needs to be basically balanced on both sides, or a Rams, you know, takeover of this game, which I don't really see as an option. So I'm not playing just straight up Rams onslaught stacks at all. You've got them as 3.5-point underdogs, but if you project them to be competitive, in order for Goff to get there as captain, he's not a guy that runs at all. So I think you obviously need multiple pass catchers. It's going to be way lower owned, but because of that Lamar, you know, rushing floor, it's going to be a difficult one if Lamar captains hit and you do not have that. It's going to be tough to catch them just in general.
You brought up Jared Goff, 233.5. I got the prop at over 250.5, so I hope your numbers are a little short there, Ricky, because I think he goes over. Listen, he's gone over 250.5 passing yards in 6 of the last 9 games.
Correct.
Right, and now he's got some weapons back, and I think there's a chance he could have to score tonight and play from a little bit behind. I just think that, like, Cam, that the Rams' tempo changes tonight because Baltimore is going to score a bit, or will they?
Yep.
You know, the Rams defense only giving up 12 points a game over the last 5 games. It's actually a tricky game tonight.
Yeah, and I think, you know, because it is tricky, there are some contrarian ways to go, especially with Lamar Jackson. Or if you're playing both quarterbacks, I actually like some of these cheap tight end options, by the way, on Baltimore. 50% of their red zone touchdowns this year via the air have been to tight ends. So I think everyone's going to be on Mark Andrews, but Hayden Hurst has had a healthy share of that red zone, you know, those red zone looks as well.
Yep.
And Nick Boyle has been involved in the passing game, and those are the guys who are going to, you know, not be owned. You would think in order for you to, you know, get an absolute ceiling game from Lamar, you would want the guys who are down the field like Marquise Brown and Mark Andrews. But if he gets to the red zone, you still can get those touchdowns from the big boys. I really like Hayden Hurst tonight. That's a guy I want to be over the field on. I think there's a legitimate chance he catches a touchdown. Close to as much of a chance as Andrews, and in a showdown format, you need him. You need these cheap options, and I don't think he's going to be owned at all. So Hayden Hurst is kind of the guy that I've circled as my edge tonight.
FanDuel has him, Cam. Hayden Hurst 9-1 to score a touchdown.
No, what?
Just for the record, I said, "Wow, Ricky!" When you said, "I'm looking it up."
Yeah,
9-1. Hayden Hurst score a touchdown.
I like it, Gabe, because when you look even two on our books, like Mark Andrews, 4.5, Nick Boyle, 2.5, right? So that's the thing, Ricky. When I'm watching Baltimore, one thing about Lamar Jackson is he spreads it around, right? That's the thing. Like some days it's going to be Boyle, Hurst. Andrews is more the main guy between the 20s, right? But you're right. That's one of the things that they do. What do you think about another cheap option? I know you talk about the tight ends, Hollywood Brown, Willie Snead's pretty cheap. His over-under is only 1.5. Any interest in those type of guys? But I love where you're going with the tight end, Ricky.
So we have Willie Snead at like a 10% share of the market share. He's not like a stretch the field kind of guy, which kind of, you know, it worries me a little bit if you're looking for upside. We've got him at like 6.9 yards per target. Guys like Seth Roberts and Miles Boykin, both around 7.5 yards per target. So there's a clear differential in, you know, potential upside. And you got Marquise Brown around 9 yards per target, just to give you an idea. So I think I'd rather play the guys with the higher yard per target. I just don't see a game where you get a ton of, you know, Snead volume. And that's what you're going to need from a guy who's that sort of talent. I'd rather take the chance with the guys who could take the top off the defense. Brown's the clear top guy. But I'd rather take the chance than someone like Roberts or even Boykin.
Lamar Jackson's total rush and receiving, rush and then passing, total yards for Lamar Jackson. 292.5? 292.5. Are the Rams going to shut him down? I'm not sure. I think they can contain him a bit. They can slow him down. But ultimately, I think this game's going to be a higher-scoring game, guys. It's how you want to approach it. I think we have a high-scoring game tonight. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll hit the quick NBA to me, Cam. We'll get into the big slate of bets here tonight. 38-38 Virginia Tech. Ricky Sanders will join us in quick NBA DFS on the other side. Ball Blitz.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this show can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Here's how it works. One, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. Two, make a deposit. And three, place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it with a 50% bonus up to $500. This offer is eligible for all users, plus new users get a risk-free bet up to $200. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for full details. Back to Gabe with our boy Ricky Sanders, the DFS maven.
Yeah, the 1-800 anti-gambling crew, they got billboards up now. They're getting aggressive. I'm telling you, I want to do it. We're going to do it one of these times, except I don't know if we should do it from here for sensitivity purposes. But I want to call and say, yeah, hello, I saw I got a $500 free play if I sign up. No, sir, this is the helpline. Yeah, what's the line in the Ravens game? Ricky, the number is 1-800-GAMBLER. Come on, Ricky, you're laughing exactly. Like, the number, I have a problem with 1-800-GAMBLER. It's like, call it up. Yeah. I heard an ad for $500. Imagine them cringing, and you just talk over them. It's the Rams. Is it plus 150 on the money line? Do I get a bonus if I play a teaser? I just ask all these questions. Adam, all right, Ricky Sanders with us. All right, Ricky, we'll get you out of here. I know it's a busy time for you. You got to prepare for the games coming up here tonight. But I'm looking at the Daily Roto NBA Optimizer right now. And I'm seeing Malcolm Brogdon is pretty much a must-play tonight. I'm seeing my boy Cantor on the radar. And I'm also seeing another Boston Celtics player here, $4,300 you guys suggest to put in the lineup as well. Are you on board with the Boston Celtics stock tonight? And what about Wanamaker as well?
Yeah, I think you kind of have to be. It's not a huge total for...
I can't help, who is it? Penny Pincher or like the guy in the Seinfeld? I'm like, well, I'm looking at these names. I was thinking of the Walter Matthau, Bad News Bears. Sorry, Ricky, go on.
No, I was just going to say, I think you have to be on this Boston stack. I mean, only 106 implied points. But, like, we got news that there's no Daniel Tice. We already knew Gordon Hayward was out. Kemba Walker is out. So all of a sudden you're talking about a pretty condensed Boston rotation. Over the last three games, Wanamaker, 27, 27.2, and 29.5 minutes. I mean, he's not like a gigantic upside guy in general, but his price tag basically takes that into consideration. We got him projected at 30 minutes. And there's just so much production to go around. I don't think it's crazy to allow four Celtics in the same lineup tonight. I'm not saying that's the optimal play, but I think Cantor is too cheap. I think Wanamaker is too cheap. And I think Jaylen Brown and Tatum are like fairly priced for their roles right now. With the upside to go over, neither of them at 7K, with basically their two other best playmakers out.
Do you agree that Hassan Whiteside is a must-play tonight as well?
I love this matchup for Hassan Whiteside. Everyone hates him right now. I think he's going to be chalky, but we have gotten some information. No DeAndre Jordan tonight, so I think Jared Allen's on. You know, people are going to play him. There is no Kevin Love, so I think people are going to want to play Tristan Thompson. And Hassan Whiteside is just 6,100 against the Bulls team that has allowed the most rebounds per 48 minutes to the center position. They've allowed the highest frequency of shot attempts at the rim this season, and they rank dead last against center in terms of defensive efficiency. Just combine all those things and think of Hassan Whiteside's skill set and the fact that when he hits his ceiling, he can hit the ceiling of an 8K player. I mean, it's just, he's a guy that I'm going to be over the field on. I don't care if he's chalky tonight. That matchup sets up too incredibly well, and I'm hoping the ownership moves around now.
What about the Hawks and the T-Wolves? We'll get you out of here on this one. Not, you know, a glamorous game, you know, like you got the Raptors and Sixers tonight playing.
Highest total.
You know, a playoff rematch from last year. But, yeah, highest total. And a game that could most likely get there as well, guys. I mean, there should be points and a lot of production in this game. Is it too obvious? I get it. I mean, obviously, you know, in the NBA, you're going to play different lineups. But what do you make of this one tonight, Minnesota at Atlanta?
No, I don't think it's too obvious at all. And I think Trae Young is like an 11K player when he's playing at home, specifically in fast-paced matchups. He's at 9,800 right now. But they have one of the most favorable home scorers in terms of assists. I think I tweeted about it a few weeks ago that I was watching a game where I think it wasn't even the home team. It was an opposing team, passed to a guy outside the three-point line. He faked, took three dribbles, made a floater, and they gave the guy who threw him the original pass an assist. So there's a reason that Trae Young averages about seven more fantasy points per game at home than he does on the road. And his rebound rate is way high without John Collins. I mean, he's up around double digits, whereas he was like 5% with Collins. So all of a sudden you're talking about a legitimate triple-double threat basically anytime he steps on the court. In this fast-paced environment, I absolutely love Trae Young tonight. And I think a scenario that people are not going to use tonight is to run it back with Karl Anthony Towns just because center is so insanely loaded. But there is a lot of allure to this game stack. I like him. I like Wiggins. I don't think it is too obvious. I think there's other alternatives. I think this one is one that you play and you just, you know, enjoy when you see the ownership percentages after it locks.
Ricky, we'll get you out of here on this. But yesterday, Cam, I brought it up with our best bets. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 8-2 to the over on the season. Don't overthink things. Pull the trigger on the over. It was a little bit of a sweatshop, but the game ended up going over the number. Guys, the Atlanta Hawks And remember the other night, Cam, I talked about it when I said that the Washington Wizards had given up 60 or more points five times in the first half when I took the first half over and it won?
Yep.
The Atlanta Hawks have given up 119 or more in nine straight games. That's hard to do. They've given up 100, and honestly, it's 121 or more, Ricky, in 8 of 9. Like the 119 against Toronto was their good defensive performance. And we should note, straight games for the Atlanta Hawks have gone over the number for you bettors out there. Go ahead, Ricky.
What do you think is going to happen when you replace John Collins, who's your best shot blocker, with Jabari Parker, who was a guy who famously said you don't have to play defense before he was signed by the Bulls? I mean, it's clear the difference in, you know, talent and motivation between the two of them. Jabari Parker's a guy who's going to look to score, and he's going to just let you past him, and he's going to play big minutes. So, I mean, that's not a surprising statistic. I didn't know it heading in. But, yeah, Atlanta is a fast-paced team. The only thing with this team is they don't have a ton of scorers left, so you're going to need the guys to hit shots, and sometimes it's a bit of a risky proposition. If Trae Young doesn't get it going early, then it's hard for them to hit the over.
All right, we'll get you out of here. For the record, they haven't played this year. They played last year. 131-123. All right, let's hope. Let's hope. Ricky Sanders, always great stuff, Ricky. Thanks for sharing your knowledge with us, buddy.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what are you going to do, Ricky. Cam? I'm going to ride it. Nine straight overs. What are you going to do with this? They've given up 119 or more points in nine straight games.
You said it. Friday night when we did that show, I remember I put in those bets for you. That game just sailed over the number. It's actually interesting that the first half over came in. The game total actually slowed down, still got over the number with the Washington game. But then on the weekend, kind of settled down. I think New Jersey and Vegas, people just smashing the over, and then it finally went under. But yeah, Gabe, I wouldn't stop at nine in a row. That's a crazy trend. So 235.5, yeah, why not? Atlanta plays no defense in this game, and Minnesota, they get up and down. So yeah, you should be able to hit that over for sure.
So we brought it up earlier, Cam. Toronto Raptors hosting tonight, Philadelphia 76ers.
Ooh. Hey.
Yeah, it's a revenge spot. Last time that Joel Embiid, sorry ass, was in Canada, he was left crying. He was sobbing like a little girl on the court. The Raptors were classier than I would have been, because I never would have consoled that guy. I would have laughed at him. And he's crying with his girlfriend after. I don't know. He'll probably like try to be a little tougher tonight because Ibaka's not there. And he knows Ibaka would eat him alive and like murder him if he messed with him. I don't know if he messes with Gasol, but whatever. You know, Philly, it's kind of a bad spot for Toronto in the sense the Raptors don't have Kyle Lowry, they don't have Serge Ibaka, and you have a team that absolutely hates you. Like, the Sixers don't like the Raptors. The Raptors have owned their ass, and you know that they have this game circled big time. Like, you know the Sixers this circled, Cam.
I agree. When I talk to Billy and we're putting our NBA plays, he likes a couple things tonight, and that's the thing, right? Like, never looks at a favorite, always a dog. But I hate to say it, Philadelphia is in a very good spot tonight. Only laying 2, 135 on the money line. This is their time to take advantage of the Raptors with the injuries. Toronto's been great though, Gabe. They get no respect, but Philadelphia will come in here and be very, very angry. You're right. They have this game circled on the calendar. We blindly bet the Raptors.
I'm taking the Raptors, though. Don't be mistaken.
I'm just saying, I'd be very, very, unit size, I'd be very careful with this game. I know your heart bleeds Raptors.
I will.
Purple, but yes. You got to be, you understand as much as I do, Philadelphia can go in there and win this game because
small play.
They have it circled. And as for Joel Embiid, I love what Morris said. This guy's too big to be a punk and a flopper. I like that stuff. The guy's a giant of a man. It's time to man up. You know, you pull that crap in hockey, you get your ass kicked. He's unbelievable, this guy. He just, you know what I mean? He chirp, 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 chirp. And then when some guy steps up and he wants to go, oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. He's unbelievable. He's going to get schooled one of these days, Morenci. But should be a good game tonight. Lots of hate. Lots of anger in this one.
Morris is that video and that sequence of Morris telling him, "I will knock you the F out."
I love it.
It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
It's the best.
And like for real too, he looked like
He will.
He was like, "Bro, I'm gonna knock you the F out," and you can see the Sixer players, the look on their face, man. They were basically like telling Joel, don't upset this guy. Like, yeah, that's the thing with Embiid. You know what I mean? But anyways, all right, we're going to get into all of our picks. We'll see who Yang likes tonight. Yang's been hot.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Betting on sports will drive you mad. Get on the grid, Pluto TV, channel 517. Man, I got so many people come up and talk to me here, and they actually get mad, like I'm rude or something, Cam. Like, when I look over, and I'm like, you know what I mean? I give them sort of the hand, like, you know? And I sort of get, like, the, excuse me, like, attitude thing. Yeah. It's like, I'm talking on the air here, bro. Like, yeah, I got a new one. Cool, security's all good.
This is what you got to do when you're on the air, whatever. A guy, like, just give him the kind of the thumbs, like, hey, everything's cool. Because if you kind of just give them a look without like a signal, they're thinking you're putting them off. That's the thing, right? So they don't know. They don't know you're on the air. But
I want to do like Darren Millard. I'm gonna get a red light. And I'm gonna point to the light.
Oh, light. Yeah. Why are you talking to me? What? The light's on. Oh, okay. Here's your script, sir. Yeah, that was great. Yeah, wait. I don't talk when the light's on. Okay. I get it.
Well, Darren Millard has a light at his desk, like a hockey light, like a red
hockey
lamp.
Hockey light, yeah.
When the red lamp is on, can't talk. Somebody, an intern, told me, they went up to him. They're like, here you go, Mr. Millard. And Millard just looked up. He pointed at the light. He's one of those guys. You can't fully tell how someone is on the air in real life. Except with him, you can kind of tell he's a jerk. Like, he's one of those guys where it's like, yeah, you can kind of tell this guy's the same in real life.
Correct. Excellent point.
Excellent point.
I'm not gonna say nothing. Yeah, exactly. That's the way it is. So what do you?
You know what? And I don't. I'm not talking smack about him. I'm really not.
Oh no!
You know what? I've never met him. I've never met him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I used to work with him. Anyway, we're
all right, Cam. Let's blast through the hockey.
Yeah, let's do this.
We'll get into our football picks. We went over it earlier, but Buffalo at Tampa tonight. The Buffalo Sabres starting to struggle a little bit right now. 2-7-1 their last 10 hockey games. Still, I don't want to lay a big price. I'm not taking Tampa, but are you going to be betting this game?
No, I'm going to pass. I don't think it's a lock for Tampa Bay. Buffalo's coming off a 5-2 win over Florida over the weekend. But, yeah, not playing great hockey. I am going to pass on this game. The next game, I might have a play on, Gabe. We'll see what
Rangers
game in the rotation.
Rangers are small home dogs. Yeah, the Rangers are just tough to trust in games. They have to, like, they're supposed to win. Like, you know what I mean?
Zuccarello?
Like, they play better against better teams.
Yes, they do. This is not a game that you take the Rangers. I hate to say it. I think the Wild might be the play, but I'm not touching this game. I had a really nice weekend in the National Football League and stuff, and it's holiday season. I got a lot of work to do to make money. I'm going to be a lot more conservative. 3 or 4 games, Gabe. I'm not betting the card, so I'm going to pass. I like the Flames tonight.
Plus 125 at Penguins.
They're my dog. They're my dog of the night. I'm going to take Calgary. Players only meeting. They beat Philadelphia over the weekend. I'm going to take a shot with them tonight. I see on Mr. Green on Bet365 $1.35. That's good enough for me. I'm going to make the Flames my dog of the night, my pooch at plus 135. I think Calgary can go into Pittsburgh and win. Tonight's the night. Pittsburgh will be missing Crosby. They've been playing good hockey, but tonight it catches up with them. Give me the Calgary Flames at plus 135, Gabe. I'm going to bet it.
You know what I'm going to be betting? You're talking about that Ranger-Minnesota game. Give me the under 6.5. If they get the 7, I lose. I'll take it. I'll accept it. But I think I think the 6.5 is a little high. Minnesota at the Rangers. Stalick versus Lundqvist tonight. All right, Vancouver. We've got to blast through this stuff. Vancouver at Philadelphia. Philadelphia -130 against Demko between the pipes. Carter Hart for the Flyers. What do you make of this one? Flyers short price here tonight. Short price, 130.
Yeah, it is a short price. Pass Philly or nothing, but pass. Next game I'm betting. I like Nashville -140. I disagree with Kurtz. I think Nashville's been horrible, but this is the spot that they get back into it tonight. Desperate team at home laying 40 cents against the Blues. Give me the Predators, -140, Gabe.
Well, St. Louis are hot, Cam. 6-2-1-1 in their last 10.
Yeah, you
Nashville
see hot streaks come
St.
to
St. Louis,
an end.
14-5 on the year.
All streaks come to an end, buddy, just like over the weekend when, you know, the Sabres are playing like junk. They beat Florida. Oh, can't miss that game. It's just a spot for me where I think Nashville shows up at home not playing best hockey. They put in a good effort tonight and get the W. I'm going to lay it down with Nashville.
Allen between the pipes tonight for the Blues.
That's a problem. That's great. Oh, thank you, Gabe. Great information.
Him and 0.893 save percentage only.
Yes.
That's not Bennington. Yeah.
Give me Nashville even more. I like it even more. I'm going to turn that into a full throttle play there with Nashville. I don't trust Jake Allen. If it
I want to confirm.
I was a little bit worried. Yeah, confirm.
I want to confirm.
Please confirm with me.
Confirm starting goalies.
Allen, please.
We got Malcolm Subban versus Ben Bishop.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Jake Allen, confirmed.
Thank you, Gabe.
Juicy Saros, likely.
Ooh,
confirmed.
I like Saros.
Josh Allen, yeah.
Perfect. Yes.
Craig Anderson versus Corpusalo.
Yep.
A lot of new goalies in the league, eh? Tristan Jarry, all these new guys.
Yeah. Jerry's good. He's the guy playing for Pittsburgh. He's been very good. Yeah, Tristan Jarry's good.
Jarry.
Who's playing for Calgary? Rittich? Is Rittich playing?
Yeah. Yeah, good. Confirmed. Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. That's signed.
Malcolm Subban, likely. Ben Bishop, confirmed. Knights, yep. Knights and Stars. Any opinion there?
I like Dallas a little bit, but I'm not going to bet it. Vegas is due for a win. They've been playing bad hockey. They're going to be angry tonight. I'm going to pass on the game. I would take a shot with Vegas. I don't like. Actually, you know what? With Malcolm Subban in the net, I don't know. Pass. I would say maybe. I don't want to lay 50 cents. No, pass. Islanders, I think we should come back to the Islanders.
Dude, Thomas Greiss is 9-1.
I love Thomas Greiss, too. I think he's a very good goaltender.
Last 10
also,
games,
Gabe,
9-1.
Yep. And his game, and also his days in San Jose, probably not a big fan of the Ducks when the Ducks used to be a good team. I think Greiss would love to beat a team like Anaheim. He used to be the backup for San Jose. Give me Kurtz's Islanders. It'll make the card. 130 tonight. Let's go. Go Isles.
No, I agree. I like -125 here at FanDuel. I like the Islanders tonight as well. How do you not ride them? All right, so we're talking. So NHL here tonight. To quickly recap, we'll get Cam's picks. Buffalo's at Tampa. Tampa are big favorites tonight. Sabres are in a little bit of a free fall right now. They're -240, total of 6.5. Calgary Flames. Cam, you are on the Flames as a road dog, +125. The total is 6. Minnesota Wild and the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden. I will be on the under 6.5 in this game. Official pick, under 6.5, Wild and Rangers. Ottawa Senators at the Columbus Blue Jackets. Jackets are -165, Sens +140, total of 6. Any opinion there, Cam?
It would be for me Ottawa or nothing. I'm going to make it nothing. Nobody works harder than the Senators, and I don't want to lay 60 cents. Jackets have been playing better hockey, but I'm going to pass on that game. Probably the over. 6, I'd look. Both teams don't play. They like pond hockey. Ottawa likes to get up and down, but I'm going to pass, Gabe. I got 4 games on my slate. That's enough for me.
Looking at the NBA tonight, Brooklyn +1 at Cleveland. Yeah, I'm not really feeling the NBA tonight. So I didn't know what the hell's going on here. I was going to say I got 2 NBA picks that I like, and they took it off the board, Atlanta and Minnesota. I want the over in this game. It's off the board right now. Atlanta,
off
Minnesota.
The board. Well, you might have to bet it with me. Minnesota is -4, and I see 236 on Mr. Green. So they have not taken it off the board yet.
Yeah, they must have heard me talking about the over here. I don't know what the hell is going on. Yeah, I'm not. You know, you can throw together one of these NBA favorites. Yeah. Somebody showed me their ticket, actually, and it didn't actually look that bad. You had a bunch of NBA favorites to win tonight. It could be one of those nights tonight. But listen, guys, so the Philadelphia 76ers and the Toronto Raptors, one of the cooler games of the night here tonight. You know, not that ESPN cares, but the Raptors are the defending champions. The Raptors are 11-4, guys. They're 11-4 on the season. And, yeah, they don't have Kyle Lowry. They don't have Serge Ibaka, which means they're only going to be more difficult to deal with when they get these guys back down the stretch. It's battle testing the other younger players right now on the Raptors. And even though Philadelphia wants this, and even though Philadelphia is more talented than Toronto, they still have to do it. They still have to come in there and beat them. And I'm not ready to say they're going to do it. Now, as you mentioned, this is a manager unit. Be careful. I'm not going to go crazy. But I'm getting a Toronto Raptor team who is 6-0 on their home floor straight up as an underdog. How do I not take this? I'm going to take it. Yeah, I'm riding the number here. And it's not a homer pick. It's the fact that they're 6-0 on their home court. And they're an underdog. Now, Philadelphia, 4-5 on the road. It's not like Philadelphia are a great road team or anything like that either. I think the Raptors can find a way here tonight, Ken. Raptors find a way. My two NBA picks will be the over in the Atlanta Hawk Minnesota game. And I'll take the Raptors plus the 1.5. NFL football. I'm going to take the Rams on the money line. In fact, just clear my account out on that, Cam. I don't have a lot left anyways, buddy. So this is the last stand. Rams money line.
Rams money line? Okay.
Yep. Rams money line. Give me the Rams plus 3.5, but put it in Rams money line. Jared Goff over 250.5 passing yards. Lamar Jackson, I think this is too low, man. 292.5 pass and rush yards for Lamar Jackson. The guy's one of the most explosive players in the National Football League, and I only need less than 300 yards.
He could rush you for 100 and change.
It's ridiculous.
Very easily. That's something interesting. Update in your college game, Gabe. God, I wish you took the money line on Virginia Tech. I'm not going to jinx it, but they're up 7. Ugh. Man, they would have been huge instead of the total. Shit dog in the money line. God, $20 would have got you like 300 and something. What are they, 12-point dogs?
No, I got a plus. I got a plus 13.5, but.
Oh, they're leading.
We talked about it.
Yeah, dogs.
There's Izzo.
Yep, I bet them in game. I didn't get a number like you did. Congratulations, man. I'm on Virginia Tech. They're a good team, man. They played with Duke last year. Don't sleep on the Hokies. They're a good basketball team, man. Surprised they're not in the top.
Michigan State are so overrated, bro, in basketball. They're good, but they shouldn't be favored by 14 points. They don't even play like offensive style.
They'll be good come playoff time. Exactly what we talked about. When they get battle tested.
Exactly.
Now, it's not a time to take them. It's bad. They're a bad favorite at that
price. If Izzo doesn't quit, my total has a shot. It probably doesn't get there, but if Izzo wants to coach and take this, there's still nearly 4 minutes left. And both teams are in the bonus. And the bozo on Michigan State just missed a free throw. Good job, kid. Great job. all right, so NFL picks. Rams. And listen, you don't have to take the Rams on the spread and the money line, but it's up to you guys. Rams plus 3.5 or Rams plus 150. I like them both, but I think the Rams are going to win the game outright. I think it's a high-scoring game, Cam. I think it's going to go over to 47.5. I like Jared Goff over 250.5 passing yards. Lamar Jackson over 292 pass and rush yards. NBA Wolves Hawks over 236.5. Raptors plus 1.5. NHL hockey. Wild Rangers under 6.5. New York Islanders minus 125. What do you got, Cam?
Hockey. We're going to go with the Nashville Predators tonight minus $140. We are going to take the New York Islanders minus $125. You're right, Gabe. I'm going to take, who else am I taking? Philadelphia, small play, half unit, Flyers, and my dog of the night, Calgary. I'm actually going to pass on the NFL game. Goff over 250.5, and San Antonio plus 5 in the NBA, my dog of the night. I worked hard to build the accounts, Gabe. What do you like, gang?
Tonight I like the Ravens, the Brooklyn Nets, the Atlanta Hawks, the Raptors, and the Blazers.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
Seattle's winning too, so you're really looking after Green Bay or Minnesota for that second wild card spot, and the Rams may not be able to lose another game for the rest of the season. So it's at home, you know, you got to take care here, but my spread just went down to 3.5 here. I like the Ravens. Until someone shows me they can corral Lamar Jackson, maybe the Rams can, maybe they can't, but I don't trust Jared Goff either. Cooks is back tonight. Woods is back, but they haven't played in a while. I don't know what you're going to get from these guys. I like the Ravens.
Quote the Raven, nevermore. Says George Kurtz.
Our boy Raven, Gabe. Great interview with you.
Yeah,
and Raven,
thinking of my boy Raven.
Classic. Classic.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, great interviews with Raven.
Great wrestler. Raven,
yeah, Raven.
Smart guy.
Raven's, he's a genius.
Yes, he's a genius.
He's literally like a genius.
He has like scores like Einstein. Like the guy's a brainiac, man. He's one of like the top 2 percentile or something. Yeah, he's a brainiac.
Yeah. Yet for some reason, he thought it'd be a good idea to nail himself to a cross and be carried out on a cross. And the best is, I don't know if you remember when I asked him, Cam, I said, tell us that story. And he goes, oh, yeah. And it was like, it's a legendary story. And then he drops. He goes, I actually wanted to come out on a Star of David.
Star of David.
But he goes, it was too awkward to carry into the ring, to have people carry it. You imagine, like, he wanted to nail himself to a Star of David, like, and be carried into a wrestling ring. For the record, he's Jewish, and he mentioned that. He goes, I am Jewish. I just want to let everyone know that. Like, he goes, I'm Jewish.
That's
he goes, I want to do that. And I guess Tommy Dreamer, like, who's as hardcore as it gets, Tommy Dreamer was like, bro, like, that's just too much, man. Like, because he wanted, like, the guys backstage. He's like, you guys got to carry me out. And they're all like, man, I'm not carrying you out on a cross. You know what I mean?
That's wild.
I never forget, dude, the funniest thing he said, because he used to be in, like, broken glass matches and, like, eating light bulbs. You remember, Cam? Like, I had a light bulb in the face match and, like, whatever. He's like, he goes, all that stuff isn't bad. He goes, you get hurt in wrestling, the number two things is the ropes. He goes, the ropes are the worst. And he goes, it's the little things. People step on your finger. He goes, like, you'll fall out of the ring and you'll land on your wrist awkwardly. Like, he was saying, it's never like the chair shot or the glass and stuff. He's like, ah, that's easy. He goes, it's always the little things. We'll get Kurtz's hockey pick on the other side. Can the Islanders do it again?
Join the experts live on the air every day by calling in at 844.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.